If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Why? Oh, look, it's the treasonous Travis Bone.
Good morning, Mama.
And, because you're not that important, we double booked. Billy West,
hey,
famous voice actor extraordinaire, is here as well. Look
Hello,
at it.
Lovely.
It's like a Don Jr. meeting. There's just, did you bring any Russians with you?
You know what? This is just an episode of Mission Impossible or something. You know, a 5-minute episode.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it?
Yeah, exactly.
Good morning. Behind Jared Kushner. Duh.
The tapes are going to explode in his face in 5 seconds, right?
Yeah, exactly. Boy, he looks like a Madame Tussaud.
Who?
Jared Kushner.
Oh, yeah.
Made of wax.
Something. Not paraffin.
Right, not fully formed. Kind of like translucent something.
Yeah, remember the lady in the lake, you know?
Right, he looks like the lady in the lake.
He's had too many laser surgeries, laser procedures. Yeah, just pulled that skin a little too tight.
As a gay, you probably moisturize and do all kinds of put product in your hair.
This is all original.
Really?
Packaging.
That's fantastic. Yeah, but no. What is happening? Do you think, Jim? It's like he's like a larva. He's not fully formed.
He looks like his own pupa. He looks like his own wax figurine.
Yes.
Right. No, quits. Isn't it back in science class? You're like, is that a larva or is it a pupa?
Larva, a pupa?
A pupa.
Yeah.
Is that dirty?
Poos.
Larvae.
All right. Billy West is here to make everything better because I understand you've been reading Trump tweets as, your character, what is it, Zap Brannigan?
Yes.
From Futurama?
Yes. That's fun. We just take anything he said, I mean, from any period of time.
Do we have one? Do you want to play it there and then we'll have him do some new ones? Okay,
right.
Here we
All
go.
Right. This is from Paris.
Okay.
Give me some drums. Our two nations are forever joined together by the spirit of revolution and the fight for freedom. France is America's first and oldest ally. A lot of people don't know that.
That's fantastic. You know, now I know Mark Hamill does it as the Joker.
Yes.
Somebody just did it as a Gollum on Colbert.
Andy Serkis.
Okay. Wait, here I've circled some other. How about... Can you do one as Marge shot?
Wait. Oh. How dare you?
Oh, he's taking... pardon me. Sorry.
Yeah, you know what it is? I'm too vain to wear bifocals. So I have to go through all this toiletry so I can read something.
Jump straight ahead to quadrifocals.
Yeah. Boy. Okay, Trump. I remember hearing some of these Paris things, and he... you remember when you didn't know anything when you were a little kid, and if you heard Bastille Day?
Right.
You just... make up stuff if someone asks you about it because you don't want to look stupid.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I would just say Bastille Day. It's very, very important because it was named after Bastille, Francois Bastille, and a fish and a piece of metal, Bastille. Do I pass?
The end.
Steel bass.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. I love it.
And then when he says something that everyone knows, he's, you know, France, our oldest ally.
Nobody knows this, but they're our oldest ally.
Everyone knows that, you moron.
Everyone who went to school knows
nobody
that.
Nobody knows that.
Nobody
knew.
Nobody knew.
Was Macron just clowning him all last week, though, when he was, like, talking as long as he could so Trump would, like, fall asleep and not pay attention during the press conference because it wasn't in English and he wasn't saying Trump's name over and over again?
Watching the parade and, you know, Macron smiling like a human.
Every
Trump's
leader.
Just, like, his Mussolini jaw.
What's this Daft Punk that they're playing?
Every leader that he meets is like, oi, this guy.
This punk is very daft. Not a lot of people knew that. Nobody knew that. I knew that.
All right, let me read.
Okay, yes, go ahead.
As who?
I don't know. Marge Schott.
Okay.
Hillary Clinton can legally get the questions to the debate and delete 33,000 emails, but my son Dawn is being scorned by the fake news media.
See? It's better now.
Help him!
Oh, sorry.
How about this one? Thank you to all you supporters who far outnumbered the protesters yesterday at the U.S. Women's Open. Very cool.
Yeah, what are the chances that his private golf club that he owns, there's going to be more supporters than protesters?
All the planets are in alignment for this outfit, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like magic.
Yeah.
Because everybody gets all stupid. You know, it's like we're going to have an eclipse. And, the sun...
Where did the sun go?
What kind of glasses do we need for the impeachment? Like 3D or eclipse glasses?
You have to get a little box and poke a hole in it, but you can't look directly into the impeachment.
No, but that's where the sun says to the moon, look, we've plunged the world into total darkness.
I didn't know you were a Republican.
Is that the voice of the sun?
No, that was the moon.
Oh, I just apologize.
Here, this is the moon.
That's all right,
the moon.
That's my moon. Yeah, that's my ears.
We're witnessing the miracle of the moon at mid-morning.
All right, Sue has called back on a better phone, and it's her birthday. So happy birthday, Sue, in Rockville.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so, so much. Hello to Jim, Bill, Travis, Vanessa, Nira, Sean, and Stephanie.
It's your birthday. All right, go ahead.
Well, I got the best gift ever. First of all, the kids surprised me, and they got me a Trump pinata.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
And everyone whacked the crap out of it, and it was filled with nasty women stickers, which we all put on. So all the women, and we also wore sleeveless shirts to shove it, and so I sent it to Paul Ryan also.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, wow, did giant something? Pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken fall out of it instead of candy?
There's too many vegetarians in the family, unfortunately.
Yes.
Listen, I just want to read to you, what if John F. Kennedy in 1961 had said, Mr. Khrushchev said he has no missiles in Cuba. I guess we move on. But he did say he'd help us.
I asked him twice in two totally different ways. And he said no.
That might threaten us.
Yeah, exactly. All right, now here's the last Trump tweet as, I don't know, Ren and Stimpy, maybe?
Okay. Hey, Ren, with all the phony unnamed sources and highly slanted and even fraudulent reporting, what? This is like waiting for the other shoe to drop. Fake news is distorting democracy in our country. Joy. I didn't get the croquitos for that.
Pardon me?
I didn't get the croquitos.
That was fantastic. Thank you. Travis Bone, what funny voices can you do?
None, apparently. I'm useless over here in the corner.
You're just tall.
I'm just going to be snarky and bump my head on
things.
That's
why God made you tall and pretty. Oh, and we made you sit under that rock-hard wall that you've hit your head on 1,000 times.
You're going to finally take me out, aren't you? Well,
that's what we do to traitors around here.
Hey, that's a two-way mirror, huh?
What?
Huh?
All right.
No, I was fixing my hair out there.
All right. We have six or seven more Russians and the Secret Service coming in.
Uh-oh.
What?
Duh!
All right. Duh! This is not going to be...
It
I'm not going to be...
pleasure to do business.
Any control of this. Pardon me? I'm sorry, Jim?
Yes. Get your vote.
I mean, if the president has Russian breathing on his ballot, we think he's colluding with a lot of him.
Okay. This will sort of be the Stephanie Miller Show as we continue.